Hi, this is Aidan McKenzie. During the days of the Pilgrims, a ship was crossing and got caught in a tremendous storm. The people on board were screaming and shouting and full of fear as the winds whipped and the waves rose. A little girl woke up and asked her mom, "Mom, what's happening?" Her mom replied, "We're in a storm." The little girl asked, "Mommy, who's at the helm?" Her mom assured her, "Your father is." With that, the little girl rolled over, went back to sleep, safe and secure in the knowledge that her father was at the helm and he would steer her through the storm. Sometimes storms come into our lives, don't they? In Mark chapter 4, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and he sent them away, and he himself went to pray. And while he was gone and they were crossing, the disciples hit a storm. The winds howled and the waves rose, and the disciples were scared. And the scripture says at the fourth watch of the night, which is the darkest part of the night, the Lord Jesus came and he walked upon the waters, and he conquered the winds and the waves, and he calmed their hearts to such an extent the disciples asked, "Who is this man?" Why, it's Jesus. There are times when the Lord Jesus makes us go through a storm, and for no other reason that he may come into the storm and show us himself, that we may ask, "Who is this one?" Sometimes God not only delivers us from the storms, but there's a time like Paul, where Paul cried out in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 to be delivered from the storm. Three times he asked for the thorn to be removed and the Lord wouldn't. There are times the Lord does deliver us from storms, and there are times he dispenses grace into our lives to endure the storm triumphantly, where the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you." But in the midst of the storm, we can often become overwhelmed. But like the little girl, we need to rest in the fact, in the storm, our Father is at the helm. No storm comes into our life that does not first come in and through and by his grace. He may come and deliver you, or he may come and dispense grace into your life to endure the storm. Lift your eyes a little higher today. Look away from the storm and see at the helm is your Father.